Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friend, Senior Content Director, Jackie Gailey.
Hi, everybody.
And our newly appointed Project Manager, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And this week, while I was out of the room, Jackie and Steve were brainstorming. They had this great idea that I think can be a regular thing that we do on the show. We're going to call it Good or Instagram. And they're talking about snacks at the parks that, you know, as Instagram, you know, obviously is a big thing. And, you know, it looks like sometimes Disney creates some of these specialty desserts, specialty items.
For the picture.
Because they look good on Instagram. Not because they actually taste good. So I asked these guys to come up with some examples of what they would consider good or Instagram. Steve, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, so we're kind of just, the Halloween party is still going on, but we've already all experienced
it. Now, by the time this goes up, the Halloween party will probably be over. So,
but, you know, just experience, I'm sure there'll be some Christmas treats that are the same way at the Very Merry Christmas party. But yeah, there is definitely for me some options at the Halloween party that were purely Instagram, especially the Jack Skellington push pop or cake pop. That's been, I think, around for at least 2 years. And both Charles Boda and I, you know, had a taste of this thing, and it was just horrible. Like, it tasted like styrofoam mixed with sawdust, and it was just horrible. You know, there's some cream in there too, but it didn't make it any better. It was so bad. It looked really cool though. It looked like, you know, the old push pops that you had when you were a kid on a hot summer day. But instead of ice cream, it was, you know, a mix of chocolate cake, vanilla buttercream, white chocolate, and dark chocolate crispy pearls. So it sounds
really good. Sounds, how amazing. Could they mess that up?
I don't know. It was so bad though. I did not like it at all. And there was a couple other from the Halloween party. I know, Jackie, you had the Maleficent ice cream. What did you think of the Maleficent ice cream?
Gosh, that was so good. So I liked it. Okay. I really liked it. I thought the little horns that went into the lime ice cream were just cute. They were really good. And the lime ice cream was really good too. So,
so it's more than just the picture. It's not just like, yeah. Oh, well, the ice cream. If the ice cream was terrible, then it would clearly have just been for the picture and for Instagram. Yeah. I will say one another from the Halloween party, that the Zero Waffle Sundae, I think, is a good example of it's good but not for Instagram, because it's just a clump of ice cream next to two miniature waffles. And
yeah,
it doesn't – I mean, there's, if you look really closely, it's Zero from Nightmare Before Christmas as like kind of you know, part of the mold that the waffle is made out of. But it's not very picture friendly. But the waffles themselves were like pumpkin flavored waffles. And if you mix that with a little bit of vanilla ice cream, I enjoyed it a lot.
Rhino actually like made a noise.
Yeah.
You said pumpkin flavored anything. Oh, which reminds me, I have two bottles of pumpkin spice syrup that are just nowhere close to anything I can have from Williams Sonoma that are yours.
I'll drink.
But I just was looking through my cupboard and I saw that this morning. I'm like, oh, I should give that to Rhino.
Has anyone else had the candy corn ice cream?
Yeah, I have. And I wouldn't consider it Instagrammable or good. you want to talk about bland? There was nothing candy corn about this. Previous show, I was talking about my love of Captain Crunch ice cream at Sprinkles. You know, there you have that, you know, vanilla ice cream with the Captain Crunch and that flavor of Captain Crunch running throughout it. And that's my point of reference. If you're going to do something like a candy corn ice cream, I want the ice cream to taste like it's been like marinating in candy corn.
It should.
So, you know, just put some real, you know, some of that vanilla, that sweeter vanilla type punch into it. Because that's what you're getting from candy corn. Candy corn's like a vanilla flavored
It is. And they're gelatinous. Good. Yeah, just sugar.
Sugar.
But it's delish. Candy corns are my favorite candy ever. Like,
really?
Oh, yeah, I'm right them. There with you. Right love. There. Oh, my. You know, I got to tell you.
They're so good.
It is such a challenge for me when I'm in Publix.
Me too.
And I go past the big, you know, tub of candy corn. Because I used to grab those. And in one sitting. I mean, it's disgusting. No wonder I was, you know, diabetic. and it's amazed I didn't kill myself. But once I started, it was like drinking for me. Like, once I started, man. There was no stopping. So
we used to eat the white part off first, or the little tip off, and then the middle.
That requires this concept I'm not familiar with called moderation, I think it's called. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have, or self-control. I don't have either of those things. But what else? What else is good or Instagram?
I mean, I'll keep going down this list because there were some real interesting, I think at the Halloween party, there's some real interesting choices. I think the Haiti nachos from Pecos Bills, they look like a big slop mess, but they taste, I actually thought they tasted delicious. I also love buffalo chicken, so maybe that was...
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah,
it certainly lived up to the name, which I'm not a huge fan of overly spicy food.
I like spicy in moderate. I mean, I'm not going to go like the flamethrower hot sauce or whatever craziness they probably have, but yeah, just standard buffalo chicken. They were a little bit spicy, but I enjoyed them, but they don't... I mean, even the picture that the Disney Parks blog posted, it's like...
It's not cute.
Not cute at all.
Uh-uh.
I would say that one... Not Instagram, but still worth the purchase.
Is there anything that is Instagrammable and good?
Oh.
You know what? I am wondering now, because I love that Maleficent cone, that lime ice cream. And Craig and Rhino did a video when they turned it into the Peter Pan one.
Yeah.
So there's a new one out. We had it up last week that they made it into a Tinkerbell swirled. It has a... It has cotton candy around it, and it's got pixie dust on the lime ice cream, and it's got white chocolate Tinkerbell wings. So because I've had the lime ice cream and white chocolate is my super fave,
we like the same thing.
It's bad.
I love white chocolate too.
I'd like to pull out my sweet tooth and throw it away. I wish I didn't love it, but I do.
Well, thanks for that visual.
I know, I'm telling you. But I think that one's going to be the one.
That'll be the that's popular. Good
and Instagrammable because it is the cutest thing in the world.
It looks pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's an important discussion in that, first of all, you know, in some cases, these snacks can range upwards of $10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Depending on what you're getting. And the number of times I've tried one of these and been like, ugh.
Yeah.
But because Instagram is a huge platform, especially mm-hmm. food and merchandise, when Disney talks about Instagram... From a business standpoint, they talk about food and merchandise, mm-hmm. and it drives real revenue and real business. Yeah. So, of course, the focus is on that. I don't understand why it's so difficult for them to do both.
Yeah, they should do both.
That they can, you know, create something that looks good and tastes good at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's... pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think the focus is just get right. I mean, just in where Disney is and its philosophy and business standpoint right now, it's like bring in the almighty dollar, and that's what's most important. And, you know, having this as Instagrammable content is what's most important.
Look, as much as I am willing as the next guy to jump on the bandwagon that they're the greedy Satan, the fact of the matter is, you know, the people there. You know, who are responsible for putting these things together do want. I don't think these people just set out to be craven or anything like that. And I think it's important feedback like this and conversations like this because they do pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, certainly, Disney does the money grab thing really well, but I don't want to I don't want to say that, you know, it's just all Craven money grab, blah, 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 because that's not true either. That's a great narrative and it sounds good, but it's not actually, doesn't have the benefit of being accurate. People that are coming up with these recipes, people who are creating these things want them to be good. Their definition of good and ours may not always be the same.
Well,
but that's true among everybody at this table.
But to go back to what I was, the point I guess I was trying to make is, in trying to make something, I think sometimes the focus for them is make it pretty first and then hope it tastes good. I don't think they say, let's make it pretty first and then make it taste bad. I think that their intention is that it should be or that it should taste good, but I just don't think it's their main focus. I think the main focus is make it pretty and then make it taste good, where it really should be, let's make this taste good, and then if we can make it pretty, that's a good bonus.
See, and I don't know if I think of it totally opposite from you. Isn't that funny? See, that just goes again to say how we're all so different. Because I remember the candy corn milkshake that they did with that giant Mickey-shaped marshmallow. And I thought that was creative. That's a handmade marshmallow. Mm-hmm. Homemade marshmallows are fun. And so that's a homemade marshmallow that they could cut with the cutter. And I thought, well, that's pretty cute. Somebody was really thinking there. Because, you know, these people are regular people with jobs.
I would point out, having just gotten back from a long weekend in Disneyland, Disneyland manages to do both all the time.
Oh, yes.
Instagrammable and good.
Mm-hmm.
Instagrammable and good.
That Bing Bong apple.
I haven't had it.
It's so cute. It's like the cutest thing.
Oh, wait,
thing.
I did have the Bing Bong apple.
Did you have it? Does it taste good, too?
It was good.
Oh,
it was good. I didn't have a lot of it because, again, I'm trying to staying away from those carbs. But, you know, I will taste things. And
definitely.
It was good. It was very difficult to throw that away.
I believe it.
But they do. I think they're a lot more successful out there in combining good snacks that are really Instagrammable than we are out here. I find that in general with quick service and their snacks in Disneyland versus here, they are far superior.
Yeah,
to where we are.
Why do you think that is? Do you think it's the
honey? I've been asking myself this question for years.
Like,
it really is like dealing with two completely different companies that have nothing to do with each other and never speak. I don't know why they don't share some best practices more often, especially, you know, and look, and I also understand that, you know, when you're doing it at World, you're doing it on a much different scale.
Yes.
And, you know, anything they do in Disneyland has to be scaled up by at least a factor of two to be done here, if not more.
Yeah.
So, you know, and sometimes in the scaling up, it becomes either too expensive or too problematic or too, there are issues in the volume, so I that could certainly be part of it. But nonetheless, I think there are places where the two could share. Because after a certain point, like when you're doing quick service food, after a certain point, it's all academic.
Right.
So, you know, your burgers are really good because you're starting out with these ingredients. So it doesn't matter if you make them one of them or a million of them.
The base is there,
if the basics are good, you're good.
Yeah,
I think the same way, in that I think that Disneyland really should be sharing their best practices. Mm-hmm. But how much do you think is it that because we go to World all the time, there is like a that's a special place for us?
I do not. I will not discount that at all.
Okay,
I think because for us going to Disneyland, because I hear this with people from land going to World sometimes. Although I think Disneyland fans are more protective of their home park than World fans are of ours because they grew up with it. And, you know, there's the transplant mentality here. But that's a story for another show.
Sure.
But that, I think, is a good start for our Good or Instagram series. We will revisit this throughout the year. But that will do it for this episode of our show. We hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see you again next week with another episode of the Disney Dining Show. Have a great week, everybody.